Hello, this is Mrs. Paranormal, and I'm back at it again. I found another good story online that I can kind of relate to, and I would like to read it and review it because, sadly, I have no ghost stories to tell of my own. My house has been very quiet as of late. Nothing really good going on, so I might as well find something online, right? This one's actually pretty good. So, here we go. The title of it is The Figure in the Hallway. He saw, like, a shadow person thing, so he thinks. I didn't know that's what it was called until much later, the shadow person. I was living in a house in Laguna Beach that had been there since the 1920s. In its history, it had been a speakeasy, a brothel, and a house for smuggling illegal immigrants. That's interesting. One day, my new wife and I were having an argument. I can't even recall what it was about. She walked down the block to get a cup of coffee to cool off, and I was alone in the house. The way the place was built was incredibly haphazard. There was a bedroom and a living room on one side, then a bathroom with two entrances. On the other side of the bathroom was a hallway that had windows in on one side and two bedrooms on the other. From my bedroom, I could look across the hall into the bathroom, then through the bathroom and down the other hall. I was just standing at my dresser, and I just noticed movement out of the corner of my eye, and I looked down there. There was, and honest to God, this gives me the goosebumps even typing it 17 years later, a black figure. It was maybe 3 feet tall, and it was vaguely humanoid. It looked like black scribbles, like somebody had scribbled a human shape, but the scribbles moved, like electricity arching. That's the best way I can describe it. There was no sound that I could remember. I distinctly remember when I saw it, I wasn't afraid. Just like, what the fuck? Then it noticed me looking at it. I can't say it turned around. It just focused on me, I guess. Then I was scared. I didn't move. I didn't scream. Nothing. I just was frozen because it just fucking came at me. It rushed down the hall towards me. I have no idea what it intended, but as soon as it entered the bathroom, the door closest to me just slammed shut on it. Then I screamed. I yelled for my wife. She wasn't home. I went outside into the daylight, and I didn't go back in until she got home about 10 minutes later. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe I saw something supernatural, but I know I saw something. I don't know what it was. Good story. So, if you think about it, have you ever heard the theory for poltergeists that when people have arguments, the negativity can create something similar to a poltergeist? Where usually it can form as a black mass. And that's where a lot of the... There's so much negative energy that it does create this thing. And a lot of people see this, but I don't think a lot of people put it together that it only happens after arguments. It's only happening when you're having a bad day. Because you're taking your negative energy and you're putting it out there. And it just keeps building and building and building. So, if I had to look into the story and like read into it, I would say it's because of the argument. Obviously, we don't know how often they argued, but it must have been the right amount of energy between the two, husband and wife, to cause this thing to be able to form and let itself known. I would guess to say if they didn't argue as much, obviously they wouldn't see it that often. But that's my theory on that story, how that thing came about. It was a good story. If I see anything else good today, I will come back and I'll read another podcast. But for now, this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.